the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive.
Yep, yep. Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Fatima says, this question's for Roz.
Yeah.
If he doesn't believe in ghosts, then how does he explain those random shudders one gets? If that's not a ghost going through you, then what is it?
Anything else.
Good point.
Just it's about anything else.
Like when you get that quick chill. That quick shiver?
Yeah, it's anything else but a ghost. Like sometimes when I pee, I get a pee shake, right?
Your
ghost. That's the ghost.
You ever get a pee shake, a pee shiver when you pee?
No,
sometimes
I
like
don't.
At the end, you go like that.
Really?
Yeah, you never get a pee shake?
No.
Shem.
You might want to get that checked out, dude.
Shut up.
Yo, that's a ghost for sure. That's a ghost for sure making you like trying to trip you up. You're like, you didn't spill.
First of all, I don't spill nothing. The answer is if it is not a ghost, what is it then? The answer to that question is anything else.
Okay. Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Vanessa says, if you could each pick one store to shop for 30 minutes and grab anything you wanted to, unlimited, what store would it be? Thank you guys for always making me laugh. Much love, Vanessa.
Maria, you first.
I'm going to go with Aritzia.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say Sephora for sure.
I would love to do Sephora. However, I'm thinking logically, I need clothes.
Uh-huh.
And I could go to Sephora any day. I already do. So Aritzia, I know that there's some items in there that are expensive that I want.
Yeah.
And if I had an unlimited budget, 30 minutes, all hell will break loose.
Okay. Mm. Roz.
The Tesla store.
I'm going to just scoop up all them rides?
Yep. And then sell them.
Oh wow! Good for you.
Yeah, either that or the if it has to be like a store that sells things.
Yeah,
it would either be a jewelry store.
Yeah,
like some high end jewelry store.
Uh-huh.
Or like the Apple store. Like I'm only thinking of resale, right? Uh-huh. Like I don't need any things, so it's wherever. If I had 30 minutes to go to a store and buy the whole store up, jewelry store. Or Apple Store. And I would just resell everything.
Uh-huh.
That's
a great answer.
I would open an Apple Store at home. 30 minutes, I could buy the whole store.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those guys are just everywhere. Right? I want this.
But then you got to deal with like going on Marketplace. And then you got to meet up with someone.
That's why you have a wife. She knows how to do all that stuff.
So you got to send her out to a Walmart parking lot with like a $2,000 laptop
to go
and sell to someone?
She'll be selling some camera lens to somebody anyway. She'll just upsell them to the iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. She knows. She's got a whole routine.
I don't know
anything about that world. If we have to sell something, I'm like, what's that other thing called? She's like, Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Everything. Cause to me, everything is eBay, right? Uh-huh. I'm like, just put it on eBay.
Yeah. Nobody does that.
Nobody puts stuff on eBay. I'm like, well, what's the other thing? She's like, Marketplace. I'm like, okay, eBay, whatever. It's all eBay. So she knows how to do all that stuff.
And all you know, she comes home with the cash.
Two people in a relationship don't need to both know how to do that stuff.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Right? I know how to do stuff she doesn't know how,
so she doesn't have to
learn it.
Apple Store. See, I was going to say something like I'd go to Lululemon or I'd go to Foot Locker. Probably Foot Locker, right? Sneakers.
You can resell shoes.
T-shirts. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah true. Damn it, Maury.
Diptyque.
What is that?
My favorite candle store.
Candles?
So you buying up candles then?
I love their candles.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheesecake?
Hashtag dream big.
Honestly, I would probably say
Cheesecake
Lush.
Factory?
Oh. No. Lush. Yeah.
What do they sell there?
Oh my God, they're the best.
Yeah, like body sprays and colognes and lotions and soaps and all sorts of stuff.
You and Maury both picked something that like will eventually just disappear from use.
No, like you'd start another candle.
You know, but if you eventually all your candles are going to run out.
Well,
all
a lot of them are decorative.
Lotion,
you put them under a cloud.
All your body lotion is going to run out. All your soap is going to run out.
No, you put the candle under a cloche.
Okay, listen. I don't know.
My man said body lotion.
Okay, no. Wait a second. Wait a second. You said my man said body lotion yeah. right after Maury just said Klaus.
Well, I don't know what that is. So
what,
I don't
body lotion?
No, Klaus.
Oh, thank you.
What's Klaus? Like, is
I
that,
don't know.
I
want
to say, like,
that's
if it's something
dome.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if it was like disrespectful. Like, you can't. You're not allowed to say that. It's 2024.
You can't say more, Klaus
be
dome.
More, be more sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We right? don't use Klaus anymore.
Yeah. No, no.
Sis Klaus.
Yeah. Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Eleni says, when do you find yourselves the most tired? In the winter, back to school season, summer, or spring? I'm a winter. Seasonal depression is totally a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired all the time. Every
all
day.
The time.
My answer is every day.
Yeah.
I'm never tired. A season at all where I'm more tired than any other time of the year. But it's every day.
Yeah, but I will say this. If ever a day where it's like 4:30 in the afternoon or something and you're just exhausted and you're flopped on the couch, I feel less bad flopping on the couch exhausted, not caring if I fall asleep. I feel less bad doing that in December than I do in July. Because in July, it's still beautiful out. And I
sure.
feel like, oh my God, get off your ass, go outside, do something. Go enjoy the day. But when it's dark at 4:30 in December, I don't care.
See, I'm the opposite. I think that she's right about winter, actually, now that I think about it. Because 4:30 in the afternoon, it starts getting dark.
Yes.
And sometimes by the time it's 4:45, it's pitch black outside.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And at that point, if I close my eyes, I'm done for the night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was doing ET Canada and this show, I went however long I did both shows, like 14 years or whatever it was, where in the winter, I would see 12 minutes of daylight a day.
How?
Because I would come in here in the morning.
It's dark.
It's dark. I would leave here. It took me about 12 minutes to get to ET Canada.
Uh-huh.
I was in a building, in a studio, in a dressing room, in an office with no windows.
Until like 7 o'clock
at night? Until 6:30 at night.
When I would leave. Dark,
so
dark.
I would get 12 minutes of daylight in a day throughout the entire winter.
Damn, bro.
12 minutes.
That's
right?
Insane.
Yeah.
Maria, you're next.
Oh, winter. I get like really bad seasonal depression.
Do you?
Yeah. And okay. Winter really hits me hard. I like can't find the energy to do anything. So it sucks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in because we chat about them every day. Thank you, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for the DM Deep Dive. Hello.
Maria, what do we got today?
All right, Darwin says, if Survivor was a thing on this show, who do you think could last their personalized challenge the longest? Or completed. Okay. Roz would have to drink 10 bottles of ketchup and finish 100 pickles. Mocha, being trapped in a glass box with 150 big and small spiders for 30 minutes.
That's scary.
Maury, Matthew gets full complete access to Maury's phone. Maury is locked in a room for 2 hours until the phone period is done.
Oh. Okay, next.
Shem has to eat 30 dried roaches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God.
And you?
And I would have to eat 50 hot dogs.
Oh my God. Okay, who would last? So, yeah, so definitely Maury is first out of the game. He's gone. He's done.
Why do I have to eat so much? 10 bottles of ketchup and 100 pickles?
That seems like a lot.
Then Shem's only got to do 30 roaches?
Yeah,
That doesn't seem fair to me.
Like, Maria, what do you do? You hate hot dogs.
They gross me out.
So if you had 50 hot dogs in front of you, in order to win Survivor, would you even attempt or you would just say?
I would attempt.
Uh-huh.
I think I would throw up at some point.
Of course.
I don't know if I'd complete it because if you threw up, you're disqualified, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd be able to complete it, but I would try.
Okay, so Maria's out. Damn it, Maury's out.
Hold on a second. Damn it, Maury. If somebody said, damn it, Maury, you have to drink 10 bottles of ketchup, eat 100 pickles, trapped in a box with 150 spiders, eating 50 hot dogs after that. Then you got to down 30 dried cockroaches just so Matthew wouldn't be able to gain access to your telephone. Would you eat it all?
Yep.
Yep.
Jesus. I think I could do the spider thing.
You could?
Yeah, yeah, for 30 minutes. Like
I don't think you could.
I could do the spider thing.
They'd be on you, though.
Yeah, I know. I would just close my eyes.
They'd be on you.
Uh-huh.
They'd be spinning webs around you.
On your face.
Yeah, I know.
What if you can't close your eye because it's sitting on your eyebrow?
No, I'd close my eyes. move. Anyway, 30 I'm not
minutes.
Scared. I'm not
no.
scared. Anyway,
please,
next DM.
You would not last.
Okay, Carlin says, are you gentlemen handholders, or do you put your arm around your girl's shoulder when walking? My husband hates holding my hand, but I can't walk when he wraps his arms around me. Oh, this is frustrating. I need to know what you guys do.
Handholder.
I'm a handholder.
I think it is awkward to put your arm around
yeah,
and you're walking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the one where like they put their arm, but like you're kind of like this.
Yeah, like what you used to do with the fellas when you used to walk with your hand in their back pocket, right?
No.
Wait, what?
Bruh.
No, I wasn't pointing to my back pocket.
Just pointing to her shoulder.
Oh, I gotcha.
You mean like your arm, like your elbow, like your arm?
They're like around you, but then you're like kind of holding their hand like this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like that I can walk with. Instead of just like bro hugging your shoulder.
It's not wrapped around you.
Yeah.
It's just placed on your the close shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Shem, hand holder or no?
No, I actually cannot stand holding hands.
Why?
It's something about it just feels weird. I don't like the sensation of somebody holding my hand.
Does your girl know that? Or
it's very upset.
Oh, she
very
does.
Upset.
Oh, so she's a hand holder.
Oh my God, big time. But we're arm hookers.
If that. But
helps.
Does she ever reach for your hand just to see if like maybe that's the time that you'll
constantly?
Oh, and do you slap it away?
I don't slap. I just gently remove it and I hook arms instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maury, you guys far from it. Like you walk in front of each other, right? Or sorry, Matthew walks in front of you.
Yeah, we don't touch.
Yeah.
No touching, huh?
In bed, sometimes he'll feel if I'm still there.
And when he does, he says, get to the couch. That's usually how it goes, right?
We hold hands, like, on the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Not cute.
Like, we'll watch a whole movie, like, holding hands on the couch, for sure. And if I'm not holding her hand, I'm holding her foot.
Because
she likes that the most. Like, I'll just reach over and grab her foot and put her foot in my lap and then just hold one of her feet with, like, both of my hands.
Yeah. That's so nice.
I can't even hug Matthew anymore. The dog will go insane.
Yeah, that was the worst thing you guys did was get that dog.
Wow.
You can't do anything anymore, and it hates
you. Sure, the dog goes insane, right?
Yeah,
hates hugging.
No, Romeo gets jealous.
Does he really?
Yeah.
If your dog, Romeo, if anyone gets near you?
Yeah, like, for example, like, if one of our guy friends had come over and he gave me a hug and Romeo was like, he jumped like right away and was like trying to get in between.
Yeah.
He also does it with my parents. Like my parents will go and hug. Romeo will have to like jump in between, or if they're sitting on the couch, like he has to be like in between everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next DM, please.
All right. Tran says, are you guys excited for spooky season? What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Love all things that come with Halloween. Love decorating the house.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Just because Cruz is 7 and he is like so into decorating everything. And he's now at the age where he wants things to be scary, spooky. So we've already started like going, like Home Depot has like full setups of stuff.
Yeah.
And we are just adding to our collection.
Yeah. I like it. We do the house up because Catherine's more of a Halloween person, I would say, than any other holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday. She loves Halloween. Roxy's a huge fan of Halloween, but now we're at the age where, like, I don't know if Rox is gonna go out.
Oh,
14.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know when she's gonna be like, nah, that's not for me anymore.
16 was my last year.
16?
Yeah. 16 was my last year.
You could get away with it though.
What? Why would you say that?
Why would I say what?
Oh, because I look so good. So yeah. Maria, spooky season?
Yeah, my friends and I always go to like a haunted house or like a Halloween haunt every year.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then I'm going to take Romeo out on Halloween.
Say what?
I take Romeo out.
The dog?
Yes. I put him in a costume and we go walking.
And you go like to people's doors?
I don't go to the houses, but they'll be there and I'll wave. And then Romeo goes. Romeo's like a celebrity on my street. So everyone wants to say hi to Romeo.
So you're not like going up to the house.
No, I'm not getting candy.
Saying, okay.
No, and then I'll bring treats and I'll give them to the other dogs if there are other dogs.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then,
in my neighborhood, I get a lot of my kids at home.
Oh, yeah. Can you hook me up?
Yeah, can you hook me up?
And then have you already picked out the outfit for Romeo, the costume?
I have a few ideas.
Go.
So I'm brainstorming.
What are they?
I wanna put him either in a butterfly costume.
Okay, yeah.
Because it'd be really funny. Or I want to see if I can get a Monsters, Inc. costume, like if he could be a Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Or I want to make him a little lion.
Okay.
So anything then is the answer, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the conversations that happen because you DM us. So keep them coming in. Any of the KISS social accounts, they make their way over to Maria, and then we talk about them on the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The DMs that you send in to us make their way eventually to the show. And here we are, ready to talk about them.
Maria, what do we got today?
All right, Jesse's saying, do you prefer to watch movies in the theater or at home? If so, in the theater, what do you order at the counter?
You go first, Maria.
I like to go to the movies with, like, my friends. So I'll usually order a small bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a bag of M&Ms. And then I'll put the M&Ms in the popcorn and I'll shake it around. And then I'll either get a water or an iced tea.
Roz. You're at home, right?
Yeah, I mean, I used to love going to the movies. I used to really, really love going to the movies. But no, at home, definitely. I much prefer the experience of watching a movie at home.
I like going to the theater. I'm not going to lie. And I always order a bag of candy and like a fountain drink.
You do?
Yeah.
You go fountain drink, huh?
And a bottle of water.
What fountain drink are you getting?
Well, the Cineplex that I go to is they have one of those machines where you fill up yourself.
Yeah.
But they have like different flavor, different brands, different flavors.
Right.
And you could create your own if you wanted.
You just mix them all?
Yeah.
Like swampy, like all, like a little,
so good.
A little Dr.
It's
Pepper, a little Mountain Dew.
They have like cherry Coke, vanilla Coke, all of those.
The only time I do it.
No.
A mixed fountain drink and a bag of candy.
Yeah. No, for me, because I don't know, maybe Maury feels this way too, but because when I had to go to so many movies for work when I was at ET Canada, going to the theater felt like work.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay, sure.
And because the majority of movies I saw alone.
Yeah.
Or there'd be like other people there, but like it was never an experience, right? Like it was never
about— It's part of the job.
Yeah, but it was never about like going, oh my God, we're so excited to see this. And like it was never like that, right? It was just, on so many movies, like you would see these horrifically violent or scary movies. And you would see them at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Right? Like midsummer. And it was just not the time for that. So I really sort of stopped loving going to the movies a lot. But but I still love movies, but I'm at home 100%.
I find the theater's too cold.
That too.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yo, man, just bring a jacket. Okay, so Maury, you are an at home.
Oh, because then you could lie down in bed with a blanket.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like to do the whole thing, man.
Shem?
I think it really depends on the movie, to be quite honest with you. I like watching like action movies with big production in theaters.
Yeah.
But anything else I like watching at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, see, I'm over that. I'll watch a giant action movie on the back of an airplane seat.
And you have.
And I have. Yeah, that's how I watch Avatar.
That's what people were mad at you about.
Yeah, because I didn't like it.
This great movie that James Cameron spent millions and helped revolutionize filmmaking.
Yes.
And had to get like... Wasn't he responsible?
He created the tech.
Yeah, he created the cameras that they needed for this movie.
Yes.
And then Roz is watching it on an Air Canada flight.
Yes. Yes.
On a small 4x5 screen.
That's it. Yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Vincent says, are any of the Roz and Mocha team going to go out and support Maria at her half marathon?
Hey, you don't want that, do you?
I don't know if I want that or no.
I'm going to say no.
More than welcome by me running.
Like a bunch of us and like with signs that say, go Maria?
My friends are doing that.
Oh, that's so nice.
And my family,
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, no is the answer. Okay. We can all just say no, right? Why are you afraid to say no?
You don't need to come.
Yeah, she's not, it's not like.
You don't expect us to be there though, right?
No. Okay. I wouldn't come in on that Monday and be like, I'm mad at all of you guys for not being at the finish line.
Yeah, like I don't think she's expecting anybody to be there. So the answer is no. I think we can all feel free to say no.
No, but we are very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The answer is no.
Okay. There you go. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Sarah says, I was listening to the podcast and wanted to know for the DM deep dive, since Maury's car is a Yaris 2009, does Matthew want him to get a new car? Oh. And if so, what kind would Matthew or Maury like to buy?
Slight correction, 2011.
Okay. 2011. Okay. Give it a few years.
Matthew says, I can't get a new car until this one dies.
Oh, wow.
But I want one of the new Broncos.
Which, like the big one or the little one?
Those little Broncos are so cute.
So cute. Yeah,
and it's been a bone of contention because Matthew thinks they're ugly, but I'm obsessed with them.
Mm-hmm. But can you afford one of those Broncos?
I think anyone can afford monthly payments.
I mean...
What?
That's not true.
Bro, look at your bank account right now.
But Matthew wants a Range Rover.
Anyone can afford monthly payments.
By that logic.
What color Bronco do you want?
Oh my God, I would love a black one.
A black one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so cute.
All right. And how many kilometers do you have on your 2011, Maury?
200,000.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Okay, that thing's probably, because of the driving you do, underground parking to underground parking, no real highway driving, no road trips, nothing. This is all just day-to-day use. That thing could probably go for like another 150,000 kilometers. You know that, right?
I don't know. With the with the way Maury drives, though, you have to
See him enter the driving, like, the parking lot.
He is so reckless.
That's tires, though, right? Yes. That's tires. I mean, Maury brings it to the dealer to get the sticker changed on his license plate. That car is tuned up.
Yeah, facts.
Right?
Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. We do the DM Deep Dive every day. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird live.
There we go. Another day, another DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got today? What do people want to know? What are they asking?
Christy wants to know, if you could pause the world, including your family, at any time to take a break or do something for yourself, etc., without losing any time with your family, just unpause when you're ready, how often would you use it? The catch is that even though the time stops, you continue to age, but everyone else doesn't while you're paused. For me, I would use it for a 1 hour nap per day and a 1 hour TV binge or something else. So I would age only 1 year faster every 10 years.
This is that Adam Sandler movie.
Remember
when we went to Bed Bath & Beyond because he needed the new remote?
And
Christopher Walken sold him a remote that pauses the world?
Yeah. You fast forward and rewind.
Remote for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That movie made me cry.
Yeah, it's a sad movie.
Yeah, it's a sad
movie because he continues to age, right?
Oh, sure.
And he used it to sort of get himself and his family ahead and
he had
big projects and all this stuff.
He's a little too reckless.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I think that the person, who was it, Christy?
Yes, Christy.
I'm having a real hard time not judging her.
Why?
Because if you had that power, you're going to use that power to nap?
Mm.
And maybe squeeze in an extra hour of Netflix?
Like, could I pause when I get in the car and I leave work so that all traffic stops and I could make it home a lot faster than what I would now having to sit in traffic or weave in and out?
I don't. You would have to drive on the shoulder the whole way.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because it's not like the cars aren't going to be there. You would then have to drive on a highway where all the cars are stopped.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can't do that.
That's not going to get you home fast. And you can't steal things, right?
No, I would never.
Like, I can't go into a jewelry store and go behind the counter and just take everything while everybody's paused.
Yeah, no. I can't do that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You didn't, huh?
No.
It's interesting how your brain goes, how fast can I get home to my family? Or my brain goes to, how much money could I make off this pause button?
No. How much jewelry can I steal from this one store?
Yeah.
What would you do, Maria?
I would use that hour to work out.
Mm.
Okay.
No, or like do something for myself in the sense of like using that hour to like read a book or do something that's going to benefit myself or like do it. Cause I'm like, I like to do things with like Duolingo. I like to learn but do more with like Greek language and all that.
Yeah.
So we do that. So like I'm learning and doing something that's going to benefit myself, but so I'm not like aging. I may be aging look wise, but at least I'll be getting healthy on the inside.
All right. There you go. Cheesecake.
Oh, I definitely sleep.
Yeah. But you have trouble sleeping now. Like what happens if that in that hour?
And I'm screwed, bro.
Yeah, like you have a hard time.
No, I need it. I need the extra hour.
I hear you.
Maury, you could pause the world and Matthew.
I was just going to say I would pause it so that he'd stay at work longer.
Well, he's at work.
Wow.
Like for a long time already. He gets home after 7 o'clock every day, bro.
And then what would you do with that hour?
Don't answer that. What else you got?
Ava says, could you tell Shem that I'm watching The Golden Bachelor and I never understood the appeal of older people until now because some of these men, wow, and he would love The Golden Bachelorette. By the way, if he isn't watching, he should.
Joan is beautiful. Of course I watch it.
Oh, are you watching?
Of course I do.
Yeah? You watch all them shows, huh?
I have no shame in my game. I'm watching that, the new show called The Mormon Wives of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, even more fire.
Are they all just polygamous on that show? Explain that show.
No. Mormons are the opposite of polygamists.
Okay.
But this group of women became big on TikTok, and they were revealing sort of the modern ways of Mormonism. And mm-hmm. then there was a big sex scandal, and then it sort of falls from that. And it's incredible.
My sister saw that show or watched that show, and she said it was like pure trash.
It's awful.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. When I say great, it's terrible, but I love it.
But Golden Bachelorette,
oh,
you're
my God.
Into it.
She is really pretty.
Stunning.
How old is she? How old is she on the Golden Bachelorette?
I'll tell you right now.
Would you go on that show while you look that up? Would you go on that show, Shem?
So, I'm in a relationship, sir. Oh. I would never do that.
If you were not in a relationship and you got asked to go on Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, she's 61. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Would you go on the Mormon Wives show?
Absolutely.
Time for one more, please, Maria.
All right. Fareen says, hi, team. I just wanted to say you are all so much fun to listen to. I seriously love the energy Shem and Maria bring to the show. Hey. No offense to you old guys.
Hey.
Thanks for making my drives fun and my days working from home entertained with the podcast. You guys are the best. Love you, Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Fareen, thank you for that lovely message. Love you for listening. Glad that you enjoy the show. We're here every day to make people like you laugh and smile and just have a good time. So thank you, everyone, as well, for all of your DMs. Any of the KISS social accounts that you send them to make their way over to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.